Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, 20h passées de quelques secondes dans le studio de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Nous accueillons dans le studio de Radio Liban ce soir un invité très spécial, le musicien italo-suisse Pat Conca, qui est là donc avec nous dans le studio pour présenter sa musique, ses collaborations avec différents musiciens libanais et non libanais, et pour interpréter deux morceaux de sa composition, deux compositions en live durant cette heure d'émission. Donc, on débute tout de suite avec un morceau de Pat Conca, un morceau assez singulier, enregistré en quatuor. Pat Conca à la clarinette et à la basse, Cynthia Zaven au piano, Axel Dörner à la trompette et Sabina Mayer voix. C'est enregistré en avril 2010 pour être plus précis, durant le festival de musique improvisée à Beyrouth, le festival Ertijal. On débute avec ce morceau ce soir et on va écouter Pat Conca tout de suite après en live, en performance, en interview dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir. Cette musique assez particulière est l'œuvre d'un quatuor qui a été créé pour l'occasion de ce 10e festival de musique improvisée au Liban, le festival Irtijal 2010, édition 2010, en avril 2010. Ça se passait à Masrah, Beyrouth, à Ain Lemreissé. Pour l'occasion, Paet Konka, clarinette et basse, Cynthia Zaven, qui est libanaise au piano, Axel Dörner, qui est allemand ou autrichien, je ne sais pas trop, mais Pat va me le dire tout de suite, à la trompette, et Sabine Meyer à la voix, elle aussi, je ne sais plus très bien si elle est autrichienne ou allemande, mais Pat va me le dire tout de suite. Paet Konka est l'invité de Rupture ce soir. Paet Konka est un musicien d'origine italo-suisse, compositeur, musicien qui appartient au monde de la musique improvisée, de la musique impro expérimentale, ça vous l'aviez compris. Un monsieur qui a enregistré avec une horde de musiciens du monde de la musique improvisée comme Axel Dörner, Sabine Meyer, Hans Koch, beaucoup d'autres. Il a aussi enregistré comme artiste solo et surtout Pad a des projets avec des musiciens libanais. Il enregistre avec Raed Yassin, l'électronicien et joueur de basse Raed Yassin sous le nom de Praed, P-R-A-E-D. Ils ont sorti plusieurs disques ensemble. Il a aussi enregistré des musiques de films avec ce même musicien Raed Yassin. Et là, récemment, ça fait quelques semaines qu'il est à Beyrouth pour participer à une série d'enregistrements studio avec le musicien Tarek Atoui et aussi pour explorer un peu notre belle ville, je crois. Pad, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight in the studios of Radio Lebanon.
Hello.
You will have to forgive me for the long introduction in French, but our listeners are not necessarily used to me talking in English.
No problem.
Neither am I, but we're going to switch to the English to make this show more easier for all of us. We just listened to a recording by you and Cynthia Zaven and Axel Dörner and Sabine Meyer recorded in Irtijal 2010. I want to specify for our audience if Axel is German or Austrian and if Sabine is German or Austrian, please.
Also Axel is German and Sabine is Italo-Swiss, so like me, in fact.
Like yourself.
Yes.
You were born in Switzerland from an Italian father. Is that
yes.
the right?
Yes. Exactly.
Absolutely. And tell us a bit more about yourself for our listeners who are not familiar with the wide scope of your work. You come from the world of improvised music and of experimental music. You're very much at ease in different genres of music. Tell us a bit about your musical upbringing. How did you get interested in music and when was that?
Okay, I mean, like usual as a kid, I started to play different instruments. My first serious instrument was maybe guitar, like as a teenager. Then I get somehow bored with this and switch to bass and playing in a lot of different rock groups, and then it got more in kind of like progressive rock things, complexer stuff when I was like 18, 19 or so.
Is this happening in Switzerland?
Yeah, mostly. But then we would start to tour in Germany a lot. We had a band called Lugaru that was a kind of jazzcore band. And with this group, we would really start to play a lot all over Europe, touring non-stop. That was like in the 80s.
Later on, you left the bass aside and you switched to the clarinet.
Yeah, so I started to get interested in the bass, like how to with preparation, you know, try to make weird stuff with it, because I got bored in playing the regular way somehow. So I started to play it like a piano, putting on my knees, and start to play the clarinet. And for a while, I would play cello.
The reason why I mentioned the clarinet is because on the recording that we heard at the beginning of this program, I remember being in the venue that night and I saw you perform on both clarinet and bass. Apart from these instruments, I know you also play with electronics.
Yes, yes.
Basically, you're someone who I'm not going to say you get bored with an instrument, but I would like to say that you're equally at ease with different instruments and you'd like to experiment and improvise on different things. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Let's keep it this way.
Absolutely. Did you find it easy to switch from the world of jazz and free jazz and jazz core to the world of more rigorous experimentation and improvisation?
Yes, also in this sense that I personally think from my experiences that it was always very inspiring to do different genres of music, in fact. I find this always a good challenge, and it keeps me inspired for new work, my work. Yeah.
We're going to talk during this program about the many collaborations that you've had with other European, Asian, and Lebanese musicians. You might also want to tell us why you've been in Lebanon for so many weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from industrial spying and espionage, I'm sure you're doing different things.
Yes, I do.
But before we start with all these different investigations, I suggest that we listen to a second track tonight by a very special duo that you have with an American musician, Steve Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about this project and how it came about.
Yes, Steve, I know very long time, and he lives also since a long time in Europe now in the meantime. But the duo, this Bushwhack, is a kind of root idea of hip-hop. We're putting that together with a lot of very bad, terrible texts and create something like very weird dance music. That's a bit the thing.
Sounds very interesting. Let's listen to it right now. Bushwhack, or Bushwhack, on Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM, a duo between Pat Konka and Steve Buchanan. On this recording, what kind of instruments are being used, Pat?
There's sampler, hand-programmed drums, bass, clarinet, maybe even guitar, and vocals.
Well, Stimson, before you go, I would like to say just a word about the Philippine business. The truth is, I didn't want the Philippines, and when they came to us as a gift from the gods, I didn't know what to do with them. I sought counsel from all sides, Democrats as well as Republicans, but got no help. I thought first we would only take Manila, then Luzon, then the other islands, perhaps also. I walked the floor of the White House night after night until midnight, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that I went down on my knees and prayed to Almighty God for light and guidance more than one night. And one night, late, it came to me this way. I don't know how it was, but it came. That we cannot give them back to Spain. That would be cowardly and dishonorable. We couldn't turn them over to France or Germany, our commercial rivals in the Orient. That would be bad business and discreditable. And we certainly could not leave them to themselves. They were unfit for self-government, and they would soon have anarchy and misrule over there, worse than Spain ever was. That there was nothing left for us to do but take them all and to educate those Filipinos and uplift and civilize and Christianize them, and by God's grace do the very best we could by them, as our fellow men for whom Christ also died. And then, gentlemen, I went to bed, I went to sleep, and slept soundly.
Bushwhack on 96.2 FM, a collaboration between Steve Buchanan from the USA and Pat Konka. Pat Konka, who is the guest of Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM tonight. A very strange track, this one, Pat. Sort of a mix of very different things with a very strong cinematographic element, I thought.
Yes.
Cinema and cinematographic elements play a very big part in your music, if I'm not mistaken.
No, for sure. It's very important for me.
But tell us why you're here in Lebanon and why you've been here for several weeks.
The main reason that I'm here is actually to compose, what I do almost daily. And for a project, it's a clarinet trio. It's called Porta Chiusa. That's with Hans Koch and Michael Ticke and me. And this project is also an audiovisual project.
This is not your first time in Lebanon. You were here back in April 2010. But you also were in Lebanon earlier than 2010, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a bit what brought you to this country.
In fact, I got invited to the festival, the Itishal Festival, in 2006. I'm not sure anymore. I think 2006 it was. Yes, it was 2006 the first time. And so I played there, and I really liked it. And I liked the people and. Then actually I invited some musicians from here to Switzerland and we played some concerts.
Were these the musicians from the Irtijal Festival, such as Sharif Sahnawi, Mazen Kerbaj,
etc.? Yeah, exactly, yes. Etc.
Okay.
And we did some concerts in Switzerland with me and Hans Koch and these guys in the early July of 2006. And they went back and the war started. and for me it was a kind of
shock.
It was a kind of shock, yeah, because you get closer, you know, it gets more real. And then actually I invited them all in November after the war back for a festival in Europe. And since then we really exchange a lot, and I came every year, and yeah.
We'll talk more particularly about Praed in a few moments. What I would like to speak about now is basically something, a subject that's been recurrent in the conversations we've had separately, you and I, and also tonight, which is the subject of collaboration. It strikes me that you're someone who's very much hungry for collaboration. I think, well, you said it earlier, because collaboration brings something new to the table. But in your case, collaboration encompasses different worlds and different countries. You like to not only collaborate with people, but you also like to collaborate with musicians from different backgrounds and from different countries. Is that a good way to put it? And what drives you to do this? What do you think is more interesting in a Lebanese musician, for example, or from an Austrian musician, or?
Difficult question. It's just also like where life is bringing you, you know, somehow, or where you find people who have somehow shared the same kind of meaning,
sensibility.
Yeah. And it has a lot to do with this, but in fact I also like long-term projects, so there's always some projects
that interest you more than others. You like, I can rephrase the question for you, and I can very simply ask you, over the course of the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, what are the collaborations that you've enjoyed the most, very simply?
To work on longer terms, it's for sure the work with Hans Koch and the work with Radio Scene was for me...
You've recorded several CDs with Hans Koch, I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Under the name of Thau and under different aliases as well?
Yes. There was the Blast Sextet, this with Hans Koch, and now he's in Porta Chiusa. We're going to record. There is more.
It's all right. Yeah. It's enough for me to get an idea, for our listeners to get an idea. And also Raed Yassin, someone you've been doing both visual and audio work with.
Yes. Fame is also it's a very special project, kind of very crazy, and I like it. And it's actually quite different from other work I do.
You've also had different collaborations in Beirut this time around, because I think it was the first time that you met musician Tarek Atwi.
No.
No, it's not.
No, I met him several times, actually. We even played together in Paris once. Okay. Some years ago, yeah.
So it came as no surprise to you when you discovered that Tarek was here for a few weeks to record with different musicians from the Lebanese scene, and you were a part of these sessions, I believe.
Yes.
I think we're going to listen to a track that's recorded by you and Tarek Atwi on electronics and Uriel Barthélémy on drums. Mm-hmm. And if you like, right afterwards we can discuss a bit the how things happen in the studio between the three of you.
Okay. Thank you.
Radio Liban, on est fait pour s'entendre.
The track that we're listening to right now is one of your own compositions, and you're playing absolutely all the instruments on it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you're moving away from the collaboration spirit for this track. I was asking you before the communication was interrupted between the two of us, how did the collaboration with Tar and Uriel happen in the studio of Fari Tabal?
We just met and we just started to play pretty wild, like we all could hear. And it worked very well.
I know that Tarek has a very intricate setup of electronic machines and mm-hmm. wires and sequencers. And Uriel is a very kinetic and fast drummer, and you're playing bass and clarinet. How did the three of you, how were the three of you able to make things work? Because the track we listened to is really very, very good.
It just worked very well. It's the chimney. I don't know. sometimes it's hard to put in words. I mean, it's like sometimes with very good musicians, somehow it doesn't work, and sometimes it works.
It does. It has nothing to do with what one musician is playing and what the other is playing. It's basically a matter of intuition, you would say, or skill, or
it's both, of course. Skill is also. A very important issue in improvised music, and be able to do something together and also take the ego back, maybe somehow, you know. It's like, so you want to make a collaboration, otherwise you can work solo. But it doesn't mean that it will work.
How did the collaboration with bass player Raed Yassin come about? Because he's someone that you've collaborated with extensively over the last few years, starting with this album that I'm holding in my hand, The Muesli Man by Praed. The name Praed is very interesting. It's a concoction of your two names, a contraction of your two names, Raed and Pad, so Praed. Tell us a bit how the two of you came to work together.
Also, it's very simple. When I came the first time to the festival...
In 2005.
There was Mazen Kerbas, and he said, okay, Bride, Raed, you have to make a duo that's called Bride. And in the next edition, we did it.
That simple.
And so, yeah. And since then, we couldn't leave from each other somehow, so we had to work all the time.
Sounds very interesting. This CD that I'm holding, that I have here in front of my eyes, is a very, very interesting CD. It's a CD that I've listened to many times. It's a CD that has a very strong cinematographic element. And speaking of cinema, the first time I heard Praed's music was for a film, for a local film. Tell us a bit about the experience of creating music for this film by Rami Sabbagh.
That was actually, that's quite interesting, during the same studio session, like the Musliman is got recorded, what was here in Beirut, or a bit outside.
In Belluni, in the mountains,
yeah, the
yes.
Mountains. And we just saw actually the video, not really finished, but almost finished the video from Rami before, and then we went into the studio and made some basic tracks for him to work on. That's how it started, but with this whole inspiration of the film about this also, like, because it's very slow.
It's very,
very nice,
slow.
Very slow.
It's very haunting.
Yes.
There are very strange images. There are very strange ways of capturing the image and the sound. And I think that the music that you and Raed made works very well with this film by young Lebanese filmmaker Rami Sabbagh.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's also because the other stuff, what we recorded for the album, is so hectic and big part and wild, so it's such a difference also. It was
Absolutely.
Very nice to make this thing, thinking in very long space.
On the one hand, you were recording this soundtrack for Rami's film, and on the other, you were working on this project, The Muesli Man, which is a completely crazy project. There's 40 tracks on this CD, and it's a CD that assembles very many different influences. Is that correct? There's Oriental stuff on it. There's a free improv stuff on it. There's electronics.
Yeah.
Both you and Raed are credited with electronics on the CD. What was the drive behind this album? What were you trying to make? Or were you not trying to make anything, and you just let your intuition take you where it took you?
In fact, it's the concept of Praed is actually there is just no limits. It's like it doesn't matter. We don't want to stick to just impro or this kind of music. We have worked with concept, with film. But basically we just do what we want to do. Doesn't matter if this is correct or if it fits in a certain kind of aesthetic. So it's a kind of like there is a trash aspect about Praed. What I like a lot actually.
There's also a very strong cinematographic element. One of the tracks is called The Man Who Lost All His Friends with Japanese subtitles.
Yes.
The booklet of the CD has, it seems to me, excerpts from films. I'm not certain, but
yes,
I think so. Yeah. The cinematographic element plays a very big part in this CD. Why?
Because also for the live performance, we work with visuals. There is like this one meeting the president was the first piece, were actually on the cover or excerpts from that, who is about Mahmoud Yassin, the Egyptian actor, who Raed would turn into his father, his fake father, you know. So it's like all also what actually is a strong identity of Praed itself is really to fake, to create wrong realities and this kind of stuff. So it's, yeah. And with the film of course has a similar idea. So we try to put this all in music and life also with visuals. That's a bit, that's why it's so strong connected to film.
It's very powerful as well. You asked me to play a track called Bambi Bambi.
Yes.
Any particular reason why you prefer this track to others on the CD?
It's just a good track.